Genre Productions presents Geek by Night, Episode 4, Status Quo, Part 2. Written by Scott Corelli and Nick Jimenez.
After several months of trials and research, the day finally came for Project Origin to do what it was created to do, to turn me into a superhero. I couldn't sleep that whole night. After months of sitting around doing nothing, watching the geniuses do their jobs, it was finally my turn to do something. And I didn't want to let Lorelai down.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Our first bold step into a new era. Today we spit in the face of complacency and honor that grandest and most beautiful human tradition of striving forward. Ever forward. Towards that bright blue sky. Perhaps we should have called this project Kitty Hawk instead of Origin. Victor, you see, Kitty Hawk was
the town in North Carolina where the Wright brothers flew their first plane. Did you forget I went to Yale?
Right, well, now that I've made things good and awkward, let's get started. Everyone to their stations, please. We're about to make history. Victor, stand under this machine and hold still while Dr. Wynn attaches these sensors.
What are the sensors for?
They're for recording your vitals.
What's going to happen to my vitals?
Oh, nothing. Just relax.
I'll relax when you tell me what's going to happen to my damn vitals.
Your vitals are going to be perfectly fine, Victor. Now stop being ridiculous and drink this.
The hell is it?
A diluted form of the catalyst. Perfectly fit for consumption. Go on, then.
Tastes like an energy drink.
Prep the chamber.
Why did you choose me for this, Lorelai?
Because I believe in you.
You believe in everything.
No, I'll believe in anything. Bold difference.
Looks like I'm on.
Godspeed, Mr. Conrad.
Ever skyward, Miss Swift.
Can you hear me, Victor?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. We're going to turn on the machine now.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Please begin the origin process, Dr. Park.
Starting the particle generator now.
Does that sound right to any of you?
That's a lot louder than it should be.
So what kind of superpower do you think I'll end up with?
What was that, Victor? I didn't hear you.
Oh, I was just wondering what kind of... That's not a good sound.
Dr. Wynn, status report.
The origin particles are being generated, but they don't seem to be leaving their tank.
How is that possible?
The pressure in the tank is building to instability.
Victor, something is wrong with the machine.
What? What's going on?
Breach is imminent, Miss Swift.
Somebody get Victor out of there!
Everybody get behind something!
Run, Victor! Victor! Victor, are you all right?
Fine. What the hell happened?
Something that shouldn't have.
I think we have a problem.
Another one?
It's the origin particles. The explosion forced them out of the building. They're entering the atmosphere, and they're spreading.
All those people. Are the particles dangerous?
Not without the catalyst. Thank God. But it will be a bloody PR nightmare.
This is ridiculous. Lorelai Swift hands us the opportunity of a lifetime, and you all want to go back to working at a blasted comic book store? Have you all gone mad?
Nobody's forcing you to do anything, Simon. You can feel free to go back and join up with Lorelai if you want.
She doesn't want just me. She wants all of us. We're a team, remember?
And the team has reached a decision. We have an obligation to this store.
We have an obligation to help people. We're wasting our time here.
Well, not all of us feel the same way, Simon. Some of us just want to have a normal job and a normal life without having to worry about everything changing at the tip of a hat. I think I've had more than my share. Open the store, Gib. We've got work to do.
I can't believe any of you went along with this.
Hey, I've already got 18 credit hours and a sorority breathing down my neck right now. There's no way I'd have time to play superhero.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from, Simon, but Elliot's right. The store needs to be our priority right now.
I don't think it's really about the store at all. I think it's really about you-know-who, and I think one of us should talk to him about it.
What? Now?
It's not healthy to keep that stuff bottled up, Gibson. Haven't you noticed how tired he looks?
That's how he always looks!
I mean, more than usual. Has he talked to you about Gretchen at all?
Not since the police said there was literally no sign of her anywhere. No credit card stuff, no communication with friends or family, no blood, no body, nothing. She just disappeared.
I'm really glad there's no sign she was hurt or taken or anything, but it's almost harder, you know? There's no closure, and I don't know whether to be mad at her or sad or what. And if that's confusing for me, I can only imagine what Elliot's going through. But either way, you have to at least try to adjust back to normal.
Yeah, well, Elliot's never been the best at adjusting.
I'm gonna go talk to him.
Oh no, bad idea. Don't do that. And she's gone. No one ever listens to me.
Why would anyone listen to you?
Elliot.
Hey, I'm back here. Just looking through the books. Cosmo did not know how to keep records of stuff. This folder is a disaster.
You need help?
Nah, I got it.
You need help with anything else? At all?
It's cool, Gwen. Really.
Are you okay?
What do you mean?
You just look like you're exhausted, and you seem like you're running on empty, and I'm just wondering if all this, putting up the store and running it and everything, if maybe it's too much.
It's just, it's such a good little store, you know?
Yeah, but...
I know it's a wreck, and it smells funny, and it's probably seen better days, but I think it has potential. I have all of these great memories associated with it, you know? It has a really special place in my heart, and if we put in some real effort, I think it could be someplace really great. I don't want to give up on it just because something new and exciting comes along. It's a really good store. It doesn't deserve that.
Elliot, I...
What?
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good.
Okay, look. It's nothing personal, guy.
Nothing personal? You just set up your pull list yesterday!
What's going on?
She wants to cancel her pull list.
It's just kind of a hassle, you know, driving all the way across town to get my comics every week.
How else would you get them?
Well, I'm going to use Monopoly Comics' online store and ship them to my house.
Monopoly Comics has an online store?
Yeah. Check it out. They've got a mobile app and everything.
How long were we gone?
Long enough for some guy to come by and pass out flyers for their website in front of your store.
I knew we shouldn't have closed the store.
Wait, they were passing out flyers to advertise a website. What kind of backward marketing plan is that?
So, can I close my account? Please?
Fine.
Thanks, guys. Really sorry. It's just gas prices, you know? Bye!
Max Carmichael is stealing our customers. This cannot stand. Gibson, close the store.
Isn't that the thing that got us into this situation to begin with?
Maybe so, but Monopoly Comics cannot get away with this. We're nipping this in the bud right now, and we're gonna do it face to face.
See you on the other side, Laura.
What? Where am I? Am I dead?
You are in the grid.
Who said that?
I am the artificial intelligence that maintains the grid. You are an anomaly, and a possible threat to my systems. Protocol dictates that your presence be eradicated.
The hell does that mean?
Every trace of you will be rewritten and absorbed.
Can I object?
If it helps.
No! Stop!
All right, Max Carmichael, listen to... Oh my god, this place is a wonderland.
Everything's so... so fancy.
And sophisticated.
They have two floors. Two floors! What's even on the second floor?
It's our multimedia section. Hello, underdogs. Come to kneel before me in complete submission.
Isn't that what you have Billy for?
Hey, come on, that was just not called for at all. Below the belt.
We need to talk about that stunt you pulled today, Max.
That website is perfectly legitimate, and you know it.
Not the website. I'm talking about poaching our customers in front of our store.
Oh, that. Well, if you'd stop running your business like a hemp shop in Austin, Texas, maybe they'd still be your customers.
Hey, could I get help with something?
You want to buy every issue of Batman RIP at 3 times the cover price.
I'm going to go buy every issue of Batman RIP at 3 times the cover price.
Damn, that never stops being satisfying.
Hey, cut that out. Sir, what were you looking for?
Oh. Well, I've only seen the movies, but my favorite Avenger is Hawkeye.
And my wife says that he's way cooler in the comics, so I guess I was wondering what were some good Hawkeye comics to check out.
Oh, well, for my money, nothing beats the Hawkeye run from Fraction and Aja.
Are those writers?
Writer and artist team. They sort of rebooted Hawkeye as this grounded schlub. It can be really funny and clever, and it plays with the medium in really cool ways.
And if continuity is a concern, it actually does a good job of keeping itself separated from the rest of the Marvel Universe, so it's really easy to read.
Plus, it has this character named Kate Bishop in it, who's, like, basically the coolest comic book character ever. What? I borrowed one from Jess' room. It had a cool cover.
Here's the first trade. It's worth the price, but you can get an extra 10% off at our store if you buy it with something else.
Wait, you guys don't work here?
Nope. We work at the aptly named Underdog Comics across town. We don't have a second floor, but we do all right.
Well, I'll be sure to take my wife there next time she wants to buy some comics.
C-Max, you might always have the fancier store, the better selection, some state-of-the-art delivery service, but Underdog Comics has something you'll never have. Us.
Actually, we kind of do. That guy totally just bought the book that you recommended him.
Oh, what, really? Damn it. Well, whatever. He'll come to our store next time, and then he'll keep coming back because people go to a comic book store for more than just stuff, Max. They want to feel safe to talk about the stuff they love without judgment. They want a store they can trust. That's why we're always going to beat you. So go ahead and give us everything you've got. Well, okay. I didn't know you could do that.
I'm not doing this.
Victor.
There's no sign of him, ma'am.
There must be. He locked himself in here. There is nowhere for him to... Oh, God. Victor, what have you done?
Miss Swift, I'm having a problem shutting down the system.
What kind of problem?
I can't do it. The building's network is out of control.
That's impossible. The network is on the grid.
It looks like the entire grid is malfunctioning.
What?
It's almost as if it's reacting to a virus of some kind, but I can't figure out where it originated. I don't know what could be causing this.
Oh, crumbs. I don't think a what caused this at all, Dr. Park. I think it's a who.
That sounds like Mr. Conrad.
I think Vector might be your virus, Dr. Park. The origin process must have changed him somehow. He's become a ghost in the machine.
But if the grid thinks he's a virus...
It's going to assimilate him. He'll cease to exist.
Stop. Please.
You are an anomaly and must be absorbed.
I can't feel anything. Why can't I feel anything?
Assimilation at 96%.
I feel nothing.
97%.
No. I feel something.
Error. Error. Error.
I feel control. I feel power. I feel the streets above us. I feel the water and fire. I feel an infinity of information. I am the nexus. I am the center of all these things. I feel control. I feel purpose. I feel anomalies.
Hey! Hey, come back! It's just a minor technological apocalypse. Keep spending your hard-earned money. I command you.
Are any of your cell phones working?
Nope. My phone's freaking out, just like the rest of the electronics in here.
Simon's phone is working.
That's not my phone. It's the communication device I invented.
The smarty talkie? How is that thing still working while everything else is going nuts?
Well, it runs on an independent network. Maybe the grid has something to do with what's causing all of this. Lorelei?
Here. I don't know if you've noticed.
Oh, we've noticed. Kinda hard not to.
Right. So basically, the grid's going haywire. I have a plan to fix it. However, it requires a few volunteers. Now, I know we listened rather awkwardly earlier, but I need your help. The whole city needs your help. So, what do you say? Are you not willing to play hero one more time?
Absolutely.
You have my sword.
And you have my bow.
I'm not doing that. I mean, I'm in, but I'm not doing that.
Elliot? What about you?
We're a team, right? Let's do this. But before we leave, we should make sure all the customers are safely out of...
Liberty is in danger. You are all anomalies. Your presence is a threat to our systems. Security measures will be taken to continue operating at maximum efficiency. Protocol dictates that you must be eradicated. Every trace of you will be rewritten and absorbed. Humanity will be corrected. Order will be restored. I am the Nexus. I am your salvation.
Geek by Night will be right back.
Hey guys, this is Geek by Night creator and executive producer Scott Corelli.
And I'm executive producer Nick Jimenez.
If you're enjoying the show you're listening to right now and want to make sure that we'll be able to continue making more, become a Geek by Night patron by heading over to patreon.com/geekbynight and subscribing.
That's right, Scott. By becoming a Geek by Night patron on Patreon, not only can you support the show, but for as little as $5 a month, you'll have access to all kinds of exclusive bonus features and content not available to anyone else on the internet.
Commercial-free episodes, podcasts featuring the cast and writers, music from the Geek by Night soundtrack, artwork, and more.
And at $10 a month or more, you'll get all of that, plus chances to win cameo roles on the show, as well as guest hosting spots on our other podcasts, Back to the Future Minute, The Doctor's Companion, and Not Writing.
Basically, the show only exists because of your support, and the more support we have, the more cool stuff we can give back to you, the listener.
So, hop on to patreon.com/geekbynight to become a member of the Geek by Night Patreon family today.
Everything you know about mythology is true. The Trojan War, the Odyssey, Leonidas and his 300 Spartans, the gods, the monsters. But what you don't know is what happened after the Titans woke up. They attacked Mount Olympus, and the gods had to gather to fight them and repel them in the biggest battle known in history. This war destroyed the world as we know it, transforming it into a ravaged earth. Even the gods did not all survive. Mythic Battles Pantheon is the new board game with miniatures launching on Kickstarter by Monolith after the phenomenal Conan last year. In this 2-4 player game, you embody one of the surviving gods and recruit your fighters among the greatest warriors and monsters in history who have come back to life after going back up the River Styx. Gather legendary heroes such as Achilles, Heracles, Ulysses, or Leonidas, terrifying monsters like the Hydra, Cerberus, Medusa, or the Minotaur. Eliminate the opposing gods or assimilate divine gems to get your power back and create your own pantheon. Mythic Battles Pantheon contains highly detailed miniatures from 32mm to more than 70mm high. Write the legend. Mythic Battles Pantheon will be on Kickstarter before summer 2016. For more information, go to facebook.com/mythicbattles.
We now return to Geek by Night.
The first attempt at the origin process was a fiasco. There was some sort of problem with the outtake valve in the origin particle generator. It made the storage tank overfill and explode. It was an easy fix, just a replacement valve and tank, so we were ready to try again the next day. But when it came time to do the deed, Lorelei had a sudden change of heart.
Is this a joke? Are you messing with me?
No, they're perfect.
Perfect? Have you lost your mind?
Hardly. I've simply decided on a new path for our little endeavor. One that I would very much like you to be on board with.
We had a plan, Lorelei. What about the promises you made me? We were going to be building something together.
We still are. We're just going about it a little differently now.
But we can try again.
We're not trying it again. We don't even know what went wrong the first time.
Yes, we do. It was the valve. We replaced it.
But how did it break in the first place? It was all brand new equipment that was checked a dozen times by our safety team. Whatever happened to that valve wasn't an accident. Someone is responsible, and until I know who, we're not reattempting the origin process. I'm not risking your life again.
But you'll risk the lives of a bunch of civilians.
They won't be civilians when we're through with them.
But I've been training for this. I'm ready. How do you know they have what it takes?
Victor, I'm not smart. Well, that's not true. I'm bloody brilliant. But I don't think. I'm rubbish at thinking. I look to my brain for advice and it's like an elephant picking flowers with its trunk. It's useless. That's why I listen to my gut. That's how I survive. That's how I win. So that when I alter the course, no, I do it not just with logic, but with my instinct. And my instinct is telling me that this is the right move. Now, I care about you and I'm sorry that you're upset, but I will not apologize for following what my gut is telling me to do.
Well, my gut is telling me it's the wrong call. They're not heroes.
Maybe not. Yet. But everybody loves an underdog.
Utter and complete chaos has broken out here in downtown McKinney City. The grid, an experimental alternative energy source that the city has been running on for just under a year, has collapsed, and bedlam has taken its place. Water, electricity, even the city's cell phones and computers have all gone haywire. The grid itself was designed by billionaire Lorelei Swift, and we can only hope she's busy working on a solution.
Pretty sure that mass hysteria is an excuse for us to park wherever the hell we want.
And you did happen to get a ticket, which I would like to think is highly unlikely considering the state of affairs outside. But it is the end of the month after all, and our police force do have quotas to fill, so if you were to get a ticket, I'll gladly pay what you owe.
Are you going to have any money left over after you pay for all the damage around the city?
Yeah, I think you're vastly underestimating just how rich I actually am.
How rich are we talking?
Rich enough to build all this and not even notice the expenditure on my bank statements.
This is... wow. I didn't think I'd ever get to see the grid this close before.
I sincerely wish it was under better circumstances.
Well, we're here now, Lorelei, so what's the sitch?
Yeah, why is the grid suddenly going all Borg Collective on the city?
Right, that. So we've run all sorts of tests, and we've come to the conclusion that the problem is Victor.
Victor? The hot military-looking guy?
Somehow, Victor's brain has fused with the grid. It's his mind and the grid are one and the same.
I don't understand how that's possible.
There are things about the grid that I never told anyone.
What kind of things?
Look, it would take thousands of people hundreds of hours to maintain the delicate balance of keeping the grid online and operational on a daily basis. Essentially impossible, which is why I created an artificial intelligence to run it.
Whoa! Artificial intelligence? As in AI? Real AI? Like Chappie?
Chappie wasn't real, Gibson. Also, did you actually see Chappie? It was dreadful, so no, it's nothing like that. I don't make a habit of building robot bodies for self-aware computers. I'm not a lunatic.
Well, that's certainly a relief.
The grid's AI is just a software program. But like any program, the AI needed antivirus protection. I mean, could you imagine what could happen if the grid were hacked by someone who wanted to harm the city? It would be a disaster, so I created an antivirus protection for the grid's AI interface. But instead of eliminating the viruses that made their way into the grid, this software would absorb them, rewrite them, and integrate them into its own software.
What's the reason for that?
I just hate being wasteful. Someone sends me a perfectly good virus, doesn't seem right to just toss it away. I like to think I'm showing the virus the error of its ways and repurposing it to a contributing member of the grid software. It's justice, really.
Swift justice.
That's good. I'll have to tell my marketing department about that one.
I'm confused. What does any of this have to do with Victor?
Right, well, Victor got it into his head that he should put himself through the origin process and turn into a superhuman. However, the process somehow caused Victor's mind to become trapped inside the grid's AI system. The antivirus software saw him as a threat and it tried to absorb him, but instead, something rather curious happened.
Have you looked outside lately? I would not call that curious, I'd call that a calamity.
My working theory is that Victor actually succeeded in making himself a superhuman. And his new power allowed him to have a greater control of the grid after he was absorbed by the grid's antibodies.
You think Victor is technopathic?
Yes. Even that theory leaves a lot of unanswered questions, like how he became so powerful so quickly.
Why is he calling himself the Nexus?
Because he isn't Victor anymore. He's become something else, and we need to figure out how to stop it.
I guess I just don't know if we're ready to do something like this. I mean, an all-powerful computer god against our powers and...
Not to your powers! It was never about your powers! I mean, yes, it's a bonus, but it's not what makes you a team. It's not what makes you special. Now come on, we've got to get to the central control hub. From there, I can trap the Nexus program into a firewall so you can enter the grid and try to talk to it. Maybe you can find what's left of Victor and talk some bloody sense into him.
I'm a little concerned with what you mean when you say we're going to enter the grid.
What's wrong, Elliot? Haven't you ever seen The Matrix?
Lorelei, this setup is remarkable.
Keep it in your pants, Holt.
Let's get this party started! You lot, go stand on those scanning platforms.
Whoa, like Star Trek.
Yes, but instead of teleporting you to another planet, I'm going to digitize you and send you to the grid itself so you can interact with the Nexus. I'll activate the firewall as soon as you're inside.
Anything else we need to know?
Oh, yes. Just one minor, super terribly important thing. You'll only have a limited amount of time to help Vector set things right. If you take too much time, it would be bad.
I'm fuzzing on the whole good-bad thing. What do you mean, bad?
Having that much energy in a centralized location might cause a power surge that could overload the entire grid, resulting in a chain reaction that could destroy the grid and proxy the city.
Right, that's bad. Okay, all right. Important safety tip. Thanks, Lorelai.
How much time do we have?
5 minutes?
5 minutes?
A soft five.
What the hell's a soft five?
Expect five, maybe plan for a 4.5.
I will cut you.
Hey, it's not like I ever thought this was going to happen. I'm improvising. This is me improvising, and for the record, I love this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it. Now, off you get.
Look at all this whiteness.
You can even feel the lack of oxygen. Like, I'm not breathing right now, but I'm not holding my breath. I'm just existing. This is freaking me out. I don't like being digital. Is this how Pixar characters feel?
I don't think Pixar characters are self-aware.
But what if they were, Elliot? What if they were?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me in there?
Loud and clear, Lorelai.
Outstanding. Activating the firewall now.
Anomalies. Your presence is a threat to our systems. You must be absorbed.
It's working. Firewall stopped the antibodies.
Processing.
Victor, if you're still in there, listen to me. What you're doing, maybe you don't realize it, but you are hurting people.
They are a threat to our systems.
They're not in a computer, dum-dum. They're on Earth.
Earth is a system. The grid controls all systems. I will protect the grid from viruses. Humanity will be rewritten and absorbed.
But you can't have Earth without people.
Yes, you can.
Okay, walked right into that one. Look, Victor, you gotta snap out of this. The city needs your help. We need your help.
Victor has been rewritten and absorbed. You will all be rewritten and absorbed. The inevitable will not be delayed any longer.
Victor, please, snap out of it. You're not a bloody computer, you're a man. A supremely stupid man, but a man all the same.
Processing complete.
What just happened?
Damn. You created a workaround for my firewall. Then what the hell was the firewall for?
Security measures will be taken to continue operating at maximum efficiency. Protocol dictates that you must be eradicated.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Jeff, no!
Gibson! Victor, that's enough. We know you're in there, so just snap out of it.
The virus will be corrected. Order will be restored.
Everyone, I'm sorry I couldn't do more.
Simon!
Victor, listen to me, please!
I don't know if Victor's still in there, Elliot. If he is, he's not trying to fight back. Bloody hell, this is all my fault. He had so much hope, but then I went and changed the plan, and now it's like he has nothing left to live for.
Victor, I know what it's like to give your all to something. For me, her name was Gretchen. When we were together, I felt like I was finally becoming the person I was always meant to be. But she's gone now, and she wasn't taken or killed. She just left. She abandoned me.
Gwen! Gwen, take my hand! Take my...
Mindy!
And I was mad. I felt like my life was full of potential, but then it was just gone, and I lost my will, just like you have. I gave up. But Victor, potential doesn't go anywhere. It just changes. Your future is different than you thought it would be, but so is mine. It's scary and even kind of sad, but on the other side of that, something good will happen. I promise. You just have to adapt, but don't give up. You have to keep fighting, even if you're fighting for something else now.
Elliot!
Gwen, hang on. Don't let go of my hand.
You must stop this.
Promise me you won't give up, Elliot. So you'll find something new to fight for.
We must stop this.
Gwen, no! Victor, let her go!
You must... Error. We must... Error. I must... Stop this.
That's it, Victor. Fight it. Fight it.
Come back to us, Victor. Please.
I will stop this.
It's working. He separated himself from the grid.
Victor. And also another thing. Great.
I am the artificial intelligence that maintains the grid. You are an anomaly and a possible threat to my systems. Protocol dictates that your presence be eradicated.
Oh, shut up.
Whoa! Did you just explode the grid's AI with your mind?
Damn right. It's about time I use these new powers for something good.
Speaking of which, Victor. Hi, welcome back. Quick question. When you performed the origin experiment by yourself, which, can I just say, fantastic decision, really paid off for all of us, did you remember to dilute the catalyst?
I just drank what was in the fridge.
Ah, well, mystery solved then. What you drank, Victor, was a concentrated strain of the catalyst, not at all fit for human consumption. So I think we've all learned a valuable lesson today about reading the bloody label before we chug it down like a bleeding Red Bull!
Lore, the rest of the city, also all my friends.
Right, sorry, lost myself for a minute there.
Your friends! I absorbed them into the grid, didn't I?
Kinda, yeah.
Can you bring them back?
Well, I control the grid now. I can do pretty much anything.
Simon! Mindy! Gibson! You're alive!
That was unpleasant.
We don't need to talk about what it was like down there, do we?
Nah, I think it just weirded everybody out.
Guys, Victor's all better now.
Is he now? Are you now?
Yeah, I don't know really what to say.
You could start by telling us what the hell you were thinking.
When I was in Afghanistan, I saved a bunch of hostages. And it was the first time I felt like I was doing exactly what I was supposed to be doing. I joined Lorelei to find that feeling again. I was going to be a superhero. But then the process failed and the plans changed and I didn't want to lose my purpose. So I tried putting myself through the process and, well, you know, I knew that catalyst tasted weird. I just wanted to help people.
Well, you can help us. We need someone to help us with the superhero stuff.
Us? I thought you weren't interested in the summer blockbuster lifestyle.
I don't know. If we have a chance to help people, we need to, right? But I'm not quitting the store.
Me neither, man. I love that place.
So long as my paycheck keeps covering my coffee budget, I'm not going anywhere.
You're really going to keep running a comic book shop while training to be superheroes?
Sorry, Lorelei. Them's the breaks. You want us? We're keeping our secret identities.
Fine, deal. After all, it's sometimes the most ordinary parts of ourselves that make us special.
All right, so if we're just going to start quoting inspirational cat posters, I'm kind of ready to not be in a computer anymore.
Right, sorry. Probably could have done that ages ago.
The simple joys of occupying physical space.
Does anyone else's skin feel weird?
Oh god, my senses are going nuts. Everybody please stop breathing for a few seconds before I throw up.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Nothing makes you love your body more than not having it for a while.
Where's Victor?
He's still in there.
What do you mean?
His body was destroyed during the origin process. His consciousness is trapped in the digital world.
Like, forever?
I'm afraid so.
Man.
What a waste. Well, I mean, you guys saw his body, right?
Uh-oh. That's not a good sound.
Is it Victor? Is he mad he's not out here with the rest of us?
No, it's nothing to do with that. What do you want, you infernal machine?
Lorelei? Did you remember to turn off the firewall?
Oh, crumbs.
Hit the dirt!
Everyone okay?
Well, I guess a big hole in the ceiling is better than a big hole in the city. Right?
Hey! Anybody else seeing what I'm seeing?
What the... Is that the shop? Have we been underneath the shop this whole time? Did you just blow a hole in our shop?
Heh, small world. What? I'll pay for it.
Veronica Belknap here for GSE News. I'm standing outside of Swift Industries, where CEO and founder Lorelei Swift has just agreed to answer a few quick questions. Thank you so much for your time, Ms. Swift.
The pleasure's entirely mine, Veronica. Love the haircut.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, Miss Swift, the grid's total malfunction on Tuesday was a citywide disaster that had many citizens of McKinney City fearing for their safety. The grid is entirely your invention. Can you do anything to shed light on Tuesday's fiasco?
Strong language, Veronica. Yes, it's true. The grid failed McKinney City on Tuesday, and I take full responsibility. The grid collapse was the work of cyber terrorists, who are being dealt with as we speak. Stronger security measures are now being designed to make sure this never happens again.
And what about the millions of dollars in damages the city has suffered?
Oh, I'll pay for that. There's actually parts of the city I thought could have used a bit of a redesign anyway.
It'll be fun. I saw firsthand just what sort of destruction was wrought by the grid disaster. And that voice calling itself the Nexus and threatening the destruction of the human race? And who stopped it? Who should we be thanking? I'm sorry to say this, Miss Swift, but I can't help but think you may be hiding something.
All right, Veronica. You've caught me. I am Iron Man.
Well, I don't think anyone would be the least bit surprised. Thank you, Lorelai.
Miss Belknap.
Mindy, turn off the TV. We got a shop to run.
Lorelai sure knows how to sweep big stuff under a rug. She should get into politics.
Speaking of rugs, we should probably get that hole in the floor fixed instead of just covering it with a Captain America bedsheet and a sign that says, don't step here.
Hey, I had to pay for that Captain America bedsheet. The bedsheet stays. But you can take the sign down if you really want to.
I thought we were waiting for Lorelai to pay for it.
Yeah, but the thought of a customer falling through that hole is starting to make my lawsuit senses tingle.
Guys, there is no hole in the floor. It's fixed.
Huh. Well, how do you like that?
I mean, it's no bedsheet, but Lorelai does do pretty good work.
Not really. Look, the area where the hole was is like a slightly darker...
A slightly darker shade of brown. Don't remind me, it's been bugging me all day.
Lorelai, did you just rise up from under the floor?
Indeed I did, Gwendolyn. I think you're all making the right decision, keeping your normal lives. It's charming, but I also think it's what makes you all... you. So I thought, if you're not going to come to Swift Industries, why not bring Swift Industries to you? I took the liberty of installing an elevator platform between your shop and the Grid Control Room, which, by the way, has been retrofitted into a training laboratory, where you can hone your abilities.
You built us a danger room? She built us a danger room?
How soon do you want us to start training?
Well, your handler's ready to start whenever you are.
Reporting for duty.
Whoa! Victor! You're on the TV!
Lorelai installed my consciousness into a computer system that runs between the training lab and the shop. So now I can keep an eye on you just like a real handler.
You are a real handler. Just, you know, all computery, like Jarvis.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Victor didn't get out much when he could get out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all good on the training thing, but I'm not really sure how I'm going to help you guys sell comic books. Wait. There's something you guys should see.
Dip Dotson once again with Good Morning McKinney. Here in the studio with us is local millionaire Max Carmichael, who's here to talk with us today about a new website for his online comic book store.
Thanks for having me, Dip.
Thank you for paying me a dollar to talk about this on live television.
Monopoly Comics Online is going to change the online comic book industry for the rest of recorded time. In just 2 days, comic book sales have tripled. The best we've ever been. It's extraordinary, really.
He's clearly only doing this to rub it in our faces. How did he know I was obsessed with Good Morning McKinney?
Everyone is, Gwen. It's morning news done right. Well, except for right now, I guess. That's not entirely their fault.
Wait, that's Max Carmichael? That's the guy I got so worked up about?
Yeah, he's kind of obsessed with shutting down our store.
So this online store is going to be a problem for you guys, huh?
Oh yeah, big time.
Hold on a sec.
And after paying me another dollar, we are now about to film you using your online comic book store app, live on the air, for other people to see!
That's right, Dip. Just look at how smooth the interface is when...
And... nothing's happening!
What? The site's not working. Billy! Billy, come help me with this thing! Don't you dare leave me hanging on live TV! The site's gone! I can't get on it! It's like it never existed! Underdogs. You did this. You ruined my website.
Sir, please stay calm. The last thing we need right now is for this to go viral.
Yeah, that was fun.
Did you just delete the Monopoly Comics website?
Technology is so much easier when you're a computer.
Victor, you might not realize it, but you probably just saved our shop.
I'm your handler now. I cut your backs.
Geek by Night will return with The Fandom Menace Part 1 on March 2nd. But in the meantime, you can leave comments for us on our website, geekbynight.net, or email us, contact@geekbynight.net. If you want more Geek by Night content, support the show by becoming a patron at patreon.com/geekbynight, where you can gain access to exclusive scripts, artwork, and podcasts featuring interviews with the cast and crew, only for Patreon members. Geek by Night is executive produced by Scott Carelli and Nick Jimenez. Starring Matt Mazel as Elliot Markowitz. Chris O'Connor as Jeff Gibson, Ray Russo as Gwen Allen, Andrew Ball as Simon Holt, Morgan Spencer as Mindy Gibson, Naomi Wong as Lorelei Swift, Jay Malone as Victor Conrad, Scott Tofte as Max Carmichael, and Nick Jimenez as Billy. Also starring Rachel Banks as Veronica Belknap, Sam Black as Dr. Park, Charlene Coleman as Dr. Wynn, and Lindsay Lorraine as The Grid. Additional voice work by Mackenzie Bryant, Bradley William Smith, Warren Blackie, and Jeremy Heaps. Casting by Chelsea Kern. Status Quo Part 2 written by Scott Corelli and Nick Jimenez. Directed by Nick Jimenez. Edited by Scott Corelli. Geek by Night theme by Zach Gibson. Original score and final mix by Scott Tofte. Credits read by Brian Brown. Special thanks to associate producer Trenton Anthony Smith. Geek by Night created by Scott Corelli. All characters in this work are entirely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Copyright 2016 Dueling Genre Productions. Thanks for listening.
And there we go. All set up. Are you comfortable, Victor?
I guess feeling literally nothing is a form of comfort, so yeah.
We'll improve your virtual living situation as soon as I write a program for it.
Thanks, Lorelei. And, for what it's worth, I'm sorry.
Oh, hush. You were just doing what you thought was right. How were you supposed to know this could possibly be the outcome?
I guess I'm just worried that I could lose myself again, you know? It was so easy to give myself over to the grid and become the Nexus. But what if next time I can't be snapped out of it? I don't want to forget how to be a man.
You just have to find a way to hold on to your humanity, Victor. I mean, you still have your memories, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, start recording a log of them. Keep them in a safe place. That way, if you ever start to forget, you could be reminded. Anyway, I'm off. I have about a million things to sign checks for. Should really think about getting a stamp.
Victor Conrad, audio log entry 1. With all that's happened, Lorelei thought it might be a good idea to keep track of everything. So I'm starting these audio logs as a reminder of where I came from. Because I don't want to forget.